Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in this message I've been sharing on coming into maturity. And we're going to take a little different focus starting today, and we'll probably have to carry on until next week. But God has a plan for His people. It says in Revelation, we are kings and priests unto our God. Well, God is not going to entrust kings and priests with full responsibility until we learn how to be mature in Him. And so as we grow our physical bodies, when we become adults, we have different areas of responsibility. And basically, God is expecting that we will be blessed, we will even experience increase, depending on how we care for what God has entrusted to us. And you might feel, well, I don't have very much, but everyone has responsibility. You've got your physical body. And what is a big job and a big responsibility for all of us are the inner man of our heart, our thoughts, our attitudes, our responses. That is conforming ourselves to the image of Jesus, which are contained in the fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians, the 5th chapter, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. So even if you feel you have nothing, no outside responsibilities, that's enough to keep you busy, any person busy. But also, beyond that, we have relationships. We also have our talents, the giftings God has given us. Some might be amazing in the kitchen, for example, able to cook and prepare food in a way that's very tantalizing and enjoyable. Someone could be very gifted in the realm of science. I think you understand, there's just no end to the abilities God has given to His people, creative in terms of art or music. And then also our possessions and finances, the things that we own. God will look at us and see how we have looked and treated our material possessions and the money, how we have put all of these areas under the guidelines of God's Word. And God wants us to take what He's given us to give an account of an increase. That's what's the serious parable given by Jesus in Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 12 to 27. It's a parable on responsibility and increase. All that we have, God has given us, and He demands increase on what He's given or loaned to us. And so, what we want to look at now is, we've looked at the various areas of our life, and that's not totally comprehensive, but all the things that pertain to our life, that we are responsible of how we steward them, how we deal with them, our attitudes toward them, how seriously we take the fact that God is going to call into account. When we stand before Him, our sins are under the blood, but He will ask for an account of what we've done with what He's given us. Now, dealing with the responsibilities that we have in the natural realm, that is one thing. But also, I want to go into another direction, if you will, where we can understand maturity is also gained and developed through our relationship with God. We come into mature fellowship by partnering with His plans, the plans of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's an old adage, you've probably heard it, it takes one to know one. That's not only true in the natural, but also spiritually. scripturally, let me share a passage in Psalm 18, verse 26. This talks about the Lord. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. What does that mean, froward? It means astute or crafty, subtle, ready to contend. So how do we develop our relationship with the Lord? We come into a mature fellowship, into maturity, by being fully engaged in the Father's business. We may start out with small steps, but someone who has been faithful over little will be entrusted with more. That's a principle. If we are faithful over what we've done with others, people's goods, then He can entrust more to us. And so we come into mature fellowship by being fully engaged in the Father's business. And unity, in other words, that closeness with our God that we desire, comes from sharing goals and responsibility and time together. This is true not only in natural relationships, but in our relationship with God, as well, of course, as our relationship with one another. The heart of true life and biblical covenant is found in common work and building things together. Remember when God created Adam, He gave him a job. What was that job? He says, Adam, I'm going to bring the animals before you and I want you to name them. And that's what he did. He named all the animals. And so we will come into maturity as we share and work together with the Lord. What was God's original plan? How does this make you feel right now? It's like, what? You know, the very natural physical world responds to man's care of it. In fact, what did God give Adam and Eve? He said that He's given them dominion over the earth. And while in the garden, things were absolutely perfect, they could tend and beautify the garden. But once they fell, even the natural earth was cursed, and there were thorns and thistles. And so if anyone has had a yard, for example, with a lawn, or you've tried to grow things, or you have a pasture, you're dealing with animals, the fact is, it's going to require work on your part. I heard a joke once that someone was commenting the farmer how beautiful his fields looked. They were just gorgeous. They were producing so much. And he said, well, you should have seen it when God had it by himself. So the fact is, we have a job on various levels, depending on what God has for us. And the earth, thank God, will be set free from the sins of Adam and Eve. In other words, the sins of mankind. It would be released from bondage, and that will happen when we are loosed into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. That's Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 19 through 21. For the earnest expectation of the creature, even the animal kingdom, waits, if you will, for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who's that? That's us. That's you and me, beloved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. Everyone who is a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. That goes on to say, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. Doesn't that sound incomprehensible? But that's what God plans. He wants us working together, being obedient to what He's given us to do, and He doesn't abandon us to our work. He's a co-laborer with us. In fact, that's Jesus' first invitation to us. When you got saved, He set in a dynamic, if you will, of working together. Listen to this, a very familiar passage, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. These are the words of Jesus. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a reference there to two beasts of burden, donkeys or cattle, being yoked together. There were two, and they would have to work together to pull whatever they were hitched to, if you will. And so he says three things to us in this passage: to come and then take his yoke upon us and learn of him. And he's saying it's not hard. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, but I want you to learn of me. And so his yoke, if you will, enables us to discern reality, what his goals and ways of operation are in reality and in the spirit. We are in a divine partnership with God now and in the ages to come. This is really thrilling. We don't know what's ahead of us, but if we can be faithful over the little we've got now, he'll make us ruler over much. Scripture says the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his inheritance in the saints. God's inheritance in us and you and me, beloved brother and sister, it's a shared life and a shared rulership over his projects and, of course, what you'll be doing in the ages to come. Well, my time is gone, and I'm going to continue this next week, but with another different little angle. I hope you can join me. But let me close in prayer. Father, you've been with us all week. You've spoken to our hearts in wonderful personal ways, and I'm asking, Father, that for each of us, Lord, you will enable us to fulfill your plans, that we will partner with you with the things that you would have us to do in our life. You've given us responsibilities, Lord. Help us to be faithful to what you have called us to do, that we may bring pleasure to you and glory to your name. We ask all of this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, it's been a privilege to minister to you this week, the word of the Lord. I know that I'll be praying for you. I do every day. My UCM partners or radio family, I invite you to write, share your needs, whatever they may be, and I will personally pray and send back to you whatever the Lord gives for me to bless you with. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.